Chapter 20. Glass. Glass swept up the final flight of stairs and turned into her corridor. She wasn't worried about being stopped by the guards for violating curfew. She felt like she was floating, her steps feather light as she skimmed silently down the hallway. She raised her hand to her lips, where the memory of Luke's kiss still lingered, and smiled. It was a little after 3 in the morning. The ship was empty, the lights in the hallway a dim glow. Tearing herself away from Luke made her ache with an almost physical pain, but she knew better than to risk getting caught by her mother. If she fell asleep quickly enough, she might be able to trick her mind into thinking that she was still with Luke, his warm, sleeping form curled up next to her. She pressed her thumb against the key panel on the door and slipped inside. "Hello, Glass." Her mother's voice came from the sofa. Glass gasped and started stammering. "Hi, She fumbled for words, trying to come up with a plausible reason for why she'd been out in the middle of the night. But she couldn't lie. Not anymore. Not about this. They stood in silence for a long moment, and although she couldn't make out the expression on her mother's face, Glass could feel her confusion and anger radiating through the darkness. "You were with him, weren't you?" Sonia finally asked. "Yes," Glass said, relieved to be telling the truth at last. "Mom, I love him." Her mother took a step forward, and Glass realized that she was still wearing a black evening dress, the outline of faded lipstick on her mouth, dying traces of her perfume in the air. "Where were you tonight?" Glass asked wearily. It was like last year all over again. Ever since her father had left them, her mother had barely been around, staying out all hours of the night and sometimes sleeping through the day. Now, Glass didn't have the energy to be embarrassed, or even angry, about her mother's behavior. All she could feel was a faint pang of sadness. Sonia's lips twisted into a gruesome approximation of a smile. "You have no idea what I've done to protect you," was all she said. "You need to stay away from that boy." "That boy?" Glass cringed. "I know you think he's just..." "That's enough," her mother snapped. "Don't you realize how lucky you are to even be here? I'm not going to let you die for some Walden trash who seduces Phoenix girls and then abandons them."